Okay. Good morning.
早上.
All right. It's good to see the folks here, and I can't see you at home, but I am glad that we are worshiping together.
今天很高兴看到来教会参加的 弟兄姐妹们, 当然我看不到在家里的你们,但是我很高兴你们能够参加。
And thank the chairman this morning to just lead us into a heart of praise. Thank
感谢我们早上主席呢,带领我们能够有一颗, 祷告的心。
And our music, our song team that... we always say the songs that are selected sometimes we don't coordinate because the pastors don't get the topics out early enough, but the songs a lot of times just kind of link up, and I think that's a work of the Lord.
我们呢也感谢，就是我们的音乐带领小组啊。虽然有时候就是我们的信息因为没有给的这么早，所以选择音乐的弟兄姐妹们呢，有时候并不知道我们今天的讲到是要讲什么。但是呢，在神的带领下呢，往往我们所选择的这个话题呢，都是很相近的。You
know, a few years ago, right here when I was preaching.
几年前就在这里，当我在讲道的时候。
The Lord had brought a thought into my mind.
神呢，就是带给了我一个想法。
And this thought was a question.
那这个想法呢，其实是一个问题。
And this question, as I was preaching, I was standing here and I asked our church this question.
那我就站在这里，我就开始问我们教会一个问题。
Have you ever wondered?
你曾经有没有这样子想过呢？
After God saves you,
在神救了你以后,
why did he leave you here in this world?
他为什么仍旧把你留在这个世上呢?
I mean, it was a thought that didn't even occur in my mind before, but it came right in the middle of the sermon.
这个想法其实以前并没有在我的脑海中出现过，但是呢，那次在我讲到的时候呢，就这样在我的脑海中出现了。Have
you ever wondered that before?
你曾经有没有想过呢？
Because God could just as easily save us.
神可以很简单的拯救我们。
And then, bam, we're just right together with God.
然后呢，就马上把我们带到他身边。
We don't have to stay here anymore.
我们呢，不需要说一定要留在这个世界上。
We don't have to be in this body that's still affected by sin and living in a world still affected by sin.
我们并不需要一定要带着这个被世界上这个罪恶所污染的这个身体。
So have you ever wondered that before?
你曾经有没有这样子想过呢？
Why does God, after he saves us, keep us here?
那为什么神在拯救了我们以后，仍旧把我们留在这个世界上呢？
And so, as I was thinking about that this week, this particular text, I think that the disciples would have had the same question.
那我这个礼拜就在读这些经文的时候呢，我也在想，就是
After Jesus had risen from the dead,
当耶稣从死里复活的时候,
and he appeared to a lot of his followers,
他再次在他的跟随者当中显示了他自己,
and his disciples who saw him were overjoyed. We saw that last week.
那我们上周也看到，就是他的门徒看到他死里复活以后是非常的喜悦。
And the song that we sang this morning is "He Lives."
那今天早上我们唱的歌就是我们唱的诗歌就是他活着。
Yes, He lives. Can you say that to one another? He lives.
我们一起说好吧，相互说他活着。But
then now what?
那现在是什么呢？ 然后是什么呢?
What is the reason why he saves us and leaves us here in this world?
那他拯救了我们以后，然后仍旧把我们留在这个世界上的原因或者理由是什么呢?
What do you think the purpose of that is for?
那你觉得这个目的是什么呢?
Why don't we pray and ask God to help us this morning and invite him to be our teacher Lord, we come before you and we ask that that you would remind us of your presence and that you would remind us that you are our teacher and our guide.
主啊, 我们今天早上来到你面前, 请你再次, 请你与我们同在, 请你也提醒我们, 你是我们, 你是我们, 你是我们教导的主。
And I pray that you would soften our hearts and at the same time draw us close to yourself, allow us to see what you want us to see this morning.
那主啊, 请你软化我们的心, 请你, 把我们带到你的身边, 允许我们看到你想要让我们看到的一切。
And Lord, as we see this morning, your great love for us, that as the chairman prayed, we would be changed.
主啊, 就像我们今天早上所看到的, 就像我们, 主席所祷告的, 我们能够看到你, 你的大爱, 我们能够被改变。
Help us wherever we are at today to know that we are here together as a church worshiping our God.
无论我们今天早上在哪里, 请你帮助我们, 请你, 允许我们作为一个教会, 在一起来敬拜你。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. So if God has a purpose for leaving us in the world, wouldn't we all want to be clear about that purpose?
那如果神, 把我们留在这个世界上是有一个非常明确的目的的话, 那我们是不是都应该知道这个目的是什么呢?
I remember that someone asked it this way.
那我记得有人曾经这样问过,
What is it that we can do here in this world that we cannot do when we will be forever together with God in heaven?
那我们在,
the new heavens and new earth.
我们在这个世界上, 在这个世界上, 我们能够做什么, 我们所做, 我们所能做的, 却, 我们在, 如果, 如果我们是在天上的话, 我们却不能做到的。
Right? What is, you know, can you think about that for a second? Like what is it that you can do here that you cannot do, you know, after Jesus comes again?
那我们所能, 我们在这个世界上所能做的, 现在所能做的, 等到耶稣再来的时候, 我们就不能做了, 这是什么呢?
Because the scripture promises when Jesus comes again,
因为经文允许, 耶稣再来, 再来的时候,
there will be judgment
会有审判,
against all of those who are without Christ.
会对那些, 不信耶稣的人会有审判,
and they will be separated forever from God.
他们会将被永远的, 从, 与神分离,
and those who have Christ will be part of what Jesus will do is bring about a whole new heaven, a new earth.
那那些属于基督耶稣的这, 这些人, 耶稣基督将要对我们所做的一部分就是我们要生活在这个新天新地里面。
To be forever in the presence of God.
我们永远永远远远和神同在。
So what can we do here today that we won't be able to do in that time? Have you ever thought about that?
那我们今天在这里所能做的是什么, 是什么呢? 我们到那个时候就新天新地的时候就不能再做了,就做不了了。
We can pray to God today, but we can't. But we can also pray to God. We can communicate to God then, right?
我们今天在这里向能够向神祷告，到时候新天新地的时候，我们也能向神祷告，与神交流。
I think a lot of us, myself included, who love music, and I believe that music is God's gift to the world. We can sing to God today, and I think we will be doing a lot of great singing then, right?
我知道包括我在内很多人都喜欢音乐, 我们今天大声, 唱歌, 赞美神, 音乐是神给我们的礼物。 当然，我知道我们今天能够在这里用音乐赞美神，我们到时候也能够音乐来赞，用音乐，更多的音乐来赞美神。
But what is it that, what are some of the things, and I think that there are a number of things that we can only do while we are here today that we won't be able to do at that time.
我知道有几件事情就是今天我们在这里能够做，到时候我们是做不了的。
One of the things that I want to think about today,
那其中一件我我希望大家能思考的就是
one of the things that we can only do here,
那其中一件事情我们只能在这个时候做的是
that we cannot do at that time,
我们到时候是做不了的
is that we can tell someone who is lost and who does not knowChrist, we can tell them about Christ.
那就是对那些迷失的，对那些还不认识主耶稣基督的，我们今天能够告诉他们主耶稣基督的。
At that time,
到那个时候
when heaven and earth pass away and Jesus ushers in the new heaven and earth for those who belong to him,
到那个时候，耶稣再来的时候，新天新地开始的时候，我们属于基督耶稣的人。
There will be no sinners there.
那个时候就没有再没有罪人了。
There will be no one whose soul is separated from God.
也没有任何一颗灵魂是从神是与神分离的。
Because at that time,
因为那个时候
their soul will already be forever separated from God.
因为那些已经被分离的，已经被分离的心灵已经永永远远的被分离了。
So if you're going to tell a lost soul about Jesus,
如果你想要告诉一个迷失的灵魂关于耶稣基督的。
If you're ever going to tell someone who's never heard of Jesus, his name, and you want to tell someone that,
如果你想要告诉一个人他从来就没有听说过耶稣基督的，
you're going to have to do that now.
你就一定要现在就这样做。
After Jesus' resurrection,
当耶稣复活以后,
and after Jesus' and right before his ascension,
在他升天之前,
he gave a message, his last words to his followers.
他给了他, 他的跟随者最后一个信息。
Turn to the book of Acts. We're going to be looking at Acts 1 and 2 today.
我们来翻到《使徒行传》，我们今天所要学习的是《使徒
行传》第二章。And in Acts 1:8,
在第一章第八节
，Jesus says this as his last words before leaving the world.
第一章第八节，这就是耶稣最后在升天之前所说的话。
Verse 8,
第八节。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you.And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
You will receive power.
你会接受到能力。
And you will be my witnesses.
你会作为我的见证。
You will receive a power that you've never had before.
你会接受到这个你从以前从来没有过的能力。
And you will be my witnesses.
你会成为我的见证。
That was Jesus' last words before he ascended.
这就是耶稣在升天之前的最后所说的话。
And that's the answer to our question.
这就是我们今天这个问题的答案。
Why does Jesus not immediately take us to be with him as soon as he saves us?
那为什么耶稣在拯救我们以后没有马上把我们和他带着与他一起与他与他同在呢？
He leaves us here to be a witness.
他把我们留在这里是作为他的见证。
God has us here.
神让我们在这个世上，在这里。
Empowered by the Holy Spirit.
我们是被赋予圣灵的圣灵的力量的。
To be His witnesses.
去成为他的见证。
Do you see that?
有没有看到？
Did I both click that? Right? God has us here.
神让我们在这里。
Empowered by the Holy Spirit.
并被赋予并圣让圣灵赋予我们能力。
To be His witnesses.
成为他的见证。
There's a very specific purpose for why God has put you in the place of life where you are today.
这就是为什么这就是神今天让你所在，今天让你在这里，让你在这个地方的一个非常特别的一个目的。
Sometimes you might wonder.
有时候你或者会好奇。
Why did God put me in this place?
为什么神让我把我放在这个地方呢？
I don't really like my circumstance.
我其实并不喜欢我现在的处境。
I don't really like this job.
我其实并不喜欢我现在的工作。
I don't really like these classmates.
我其实并不喜欢我的这些同学。
Why am I here?
那我为什么在这里呢？
And that's not to say that God can't lead you to another place of vocation.
那并不是说神不能让你去承担另外一份工作。
But sometimes, just today, at least for today,
但是有时候今天就在今天。
As you sit in your office,
当你坐在你的办公室里，
and you're interacting with whoever God has placed around you,
当你在与你身边无论是是谁让在你和你身边的人接触的时候，
we want to be able to recognize that God has put me exactly where He wants me, at least for today.
我们需要认识到，至少是今天。你所处的地方，你所接触的人，就是神希望我们所在的，我们所接触的。
That God did not make a mistake.
神没有犯错误。
That God did not like accidentally turn away from you. Go, oh no, what happened? I didn't mean to do that.
神并没有说意外的把你给忘了，然后意识到说把你放错了地方。
But that God placed you there to witness.
神把你放在那边是要你作为他的见证。
When Jesus created his church,
当耶稣建造了他的教会的时候，
When he infused his church saying, you must wait for this power because I got to send you the third person of the Trinity.
耶稣和他的教会说你一定要等待，因为我会把我们三位一体的其中一位遣送给你们。
And he says, Church,
他说教会，
I have this one mission for you.
我有一个使命给你们。
I've got a purpose for you.
我要给你们一个目的。
You're not always sure why you're here.
你不是那么确定你为什么今天在
这里。You're not sure why I put you where I put you.
你也不确定为什么我要把你放在这里。
But I put you here to witness for me.
我把你放在这里是要你作为我的见证。
I could have stayed.
我可以留在这里。
And I could have let everybody know myself who I am.
我可以让每个人都知道我是谁。
But that wasn't my plan.
但是这并不是我的计划。
I could have sent my angels to come to testify and be a witness for me.
我可以派遣我的天使来做见证我。
But that wasn't my plan.
但那也不是我的计划。
I could have left a permanent marker in the sky for everyone in the world to see that I love them and that I came to die for them and I came to bring them abundant life, but that wasn't my plan.
我也可以在天空当中画一个永久性的记号，告诉他们我爱他们， 我可以给他们带给他们丰裕的生活，但是这不是我的计划。
My plan is this.
我的计划是这样的。
I'm going to give you the power of the Holy Spirit.
我将会给你圣灵的力量。
And right where you're at.
就在你所处的地方。
My plan is to use you as my witness.
我的计划就是要用你来作为我的见证。
There's so much we can share about this.
我们关于这一点，我们可以分享很多。
But for just today,
但是今天,
I wanted to take a kind of a big picture view of what that meant for this first church.
但是呢，我希望今天呢，大家能够看到这个第一个教会的这个大景况。
What did their witness look like?
那他们当时的这个见证看起来是怎么样的？
Because Acts chapter 2 describes the movement of the early church.
那在使徒行传第二章就是讲的就是那个早期教会的运动。
We see their first steps.
我们也看到他们这个早期教会的第一步。
And we see that this was a church, when it was empowered by the Spirit, it was a church on the move.
我们也看到，这就是那个教会，就是被圣灵赋予能力的教会，他们在运行。And so,
just taking a big picture of this chapter.
我们就看一下，看一看这个章节的这个大景况。We're
going to be able to see a couple things.
我们就能看到，有不同的几点。The
first thing is this.
那第一点就是that.
As a witness, as witnesses, the Holy Spirit empowers us to declare, actually proclaim the gospel.
那作为神的见证，圣灵赋予我们能力去宣扬基督耶稣的福音。
And that this gospel goes outside of the church.
当这个福音传到教会外面的时候。
Okay. The Spirit empowers us to declare the gospel outside the church.
那圣灵赋予我们能力把这个福音传到教会外面去。
Remember that the disciples were actually in hiding.
那记不记得当时这些使徒其实是在躲藏？
They were in fear.
他们其实在恐惧当中。
They were actually powerless.
他们没有能力。
They had failed Jesus.
他们当时其实是耶稣基督非常失望的。
What could they do for Jesus anymore?
他们能够再为耶稣基督做什么呢？
Have you ever felt that way?
你有没有曾经有没有过这种感觉呢？
What could I do for Jesus?
我能够为耶稣基督做什么呢？
I can see how God uses other people.
我可以看到神是如何使用其他人的。But
I have failed.
但是呢，我却没有看到我自己被使用。I
have failed Jesus.
我使耶稣基督失望了。What
could I do? I can't do anything.
我能够做什么呢？我觉得我什么都做不了。And
I think a lot of us can relate with Peter.
我知道我们当中很多人能够把自己和彼得联系在一起。Because
Peter failed Jesus in a big way.
因为彼得当时呢是耶稣基督非常的失望。So
at one point Peter was deeply ashamed.
在某一个时刻呢，就是彼得是非常的害羞，非常的感觉羞愧。
Right? Yeah, because Peter denied the name of Jesus.
因为彼得否认了主耶稣基督。He
denied the name of Jesus, and in his shame, he shrunk away.
彼得否认了耶稣基督，因为他的羞愧，他把自己躲藏起来了。
But remember, Jesus' whole purpose of his coming
但是要记得, 主耶稣, 来的这个全部全部的目的
was to restore us，
就是要重新修复我们
，to restore us with God，
就是要把我们和神重新修复
，and to restore us out of our shame，
就是要把我们从我们的羞愧当中修复
，to restore us out of our failure，
就是要从把我们从我们的失败当中修复
，and so。Jesus' whole purpose was to take people who are failures and even failures in faith.
那主耶稣的最主要的目的就是要把这些人，特别是在信心上失败的这些人
，and take these people and to restore us.
就是要把这些人重新修复。
By what?
那如何去重新通过什么呢
？You see what Jesus did with Peter.
那你有没有看到耶稣是对对对彼得是怎么做的
？He restored Peter by his love for him.
他通过了他的爱重新修复了彼得。
He showed Peter how much he loved him.
他显示给彼得看他是多么的爱他。
Peter was rejected.
彼得是被反对的。
And Jesus' mission was to restore him.
那耶稣的使命就是要重新修复他。
And in Acts chapter 2,
在使徒行传第二章,
when the church was born,
当教会刚刚开始的时候,
when
刚刚诞生的时候,
all of these failed followers knew that they had been restored in their relationship to God.
那这些所有的就是失败的跟随者他们知道他们的关系与神的关系是被重新修复了
And as God empowered them with his Holy Spirit
当神以圣灵赋予他们能力的时候
They went from a group of people who were fearful to becoming a people who were fearless
他们从一群恐惧的人变成了一群无畏的人
They went from a people who were powerless to becoming a people who were full of power.
他们从一群毫无能力的人变成了一群充满能力的人。
They went from a people who were rejected to becoming a people who were restored.
他们从一群被遗弃的人变成了一群被修复的人。
Peter actually went from being shrunken away to standing tall. For Jesus,
彼得也是这样。彼得从一个羞愧躲藏的人，变成了一个能够自己挺胸站立的人。
In verse 14, it actually says,
在第十四节说
，But Peter, what was he doing? Standing with the 11, he lifted up his voice and he declared to all these people.The gospel of Jesus.
那第十四节就说彼得和十一个使徒站起高声去宣扬，去宣扬主耶稣基督的福音。
I mean, Peter just a few days ago was shrunken away.
就在几天之前，彼得就是在躲躲闪闪的。
And now he's standing tall, declaring the message of Jesus.
那现在他高高站起来宣扬主耶稣的福音。
So God not only restored Peter,
神不仅仅是重新修复了彼得
but he empowered Peter to witness.
他也赐予彼得能力成为他的见证。
And so what we see in the early church was that as they were restored and they were empowered, they were released with the message of Jesus to go out.
那我们所看到的在早期教会他们就是这样就是重新被修复然后被赐予能力然后他们就把福音传出去。
Let me draw you, though, your attention to just a few things that I noticed just right here.
那在这里呢，我也注意到几点，希望大家能够注意这几点。
The first thing I want you to notice is that when the Holy Spirit moves the gospel out.
那第一点就是我希望大家注意到，当圣灵要把福音传出去的时候。
This movement breaks down cultural barriers.
那这个运动呢，能够打破文化的,障碍。
When they were first filled with the Holy Spirit in verse 4, we see that they were speaking in tongues.
那在第四节我们看到他们第一次被圣灵充满的时候, 他们是可以,
This is not the same as the spiritual gift of tongues mentioned in 1 Corinthians.
那这个方言呢, 并不是, 并不和那个, 哥林多前书里面所提到的那个圣灵的, 圣灵的恩赐的这个方言, mm-hmm. 这个并不一样。
But here, they actually started speaking over 12 different languages that they never learned before.
在这里的方言呢,是指他们呢,开始呢,讲12种不同国度的语言,他们以前从来没有学过的。
It says that the people who were listening to them were devout men who had come from every nation under heaven. Every nation.
在这里说, 这些聚集在一起的人呢,是从每一个 就是不同国家来的这些虔诚的人。
And all these people, they all heard the gospel in their own tongue, in their own language.
这些来自不同国家的人,他们所听到的福音呢,都是以自己国家的语言,自己国家的语言的。
Do you remember the Tower of Babel?
你们记不记得, yeah. Yes. 巴别塔呢?
And that at the Tower of Babel was when mankind was first separated into language barriers and then later all the cultural barriers.
那巴别塔呢,就是那个时候人类呢,第一次被,有,第一次有了语言上的障碍和,然后呢,延伸到了文化上的障碍。When
Jesus came,
当耶稣来的时候,
and he empowered the church for the gospel to go out.
他呢,赐予教会,
he was reversing everything from the Tower of Babel.
他呢,把, 当时巴别塔的情况呢,他把它反过来了。
When the Holy Spirit moves the church to move the gospel out into the world.
当圣灵感动教会的时候,把福音传出去的时候,
that breaks through cultural barriers.
这就是打破了文化上的障碍。
Because our God is the God of reconciliation.
因为我们的, 我们的神就是修复的神。
You and I know that this world today is so divided.
我们也都知道,当今这个世界上是如此的被分离。
I was asking my father this week how divided it is in even the Chinese culture.
我这个礼拜也在问我的父亲,甚至在我们的 华人内的这个文化是有多少分离。
So that I can understand.
那所以呢,这样我也能够明白。
Because I understand what's happening in America.
因为我明白在美国的事情。
That no matter how much people are hoping and strategizing for racial reconciliation,
不管就是人类多么希望他们也在努力的去做就是为了让够在不同的种族之间有一个修重新的修复。
It is impossible on this side of heaven.
但是在这个世界上是不可能的。
Complete reconciliation.
不可能有完完全全的修复。
It worried me when I was asking my father how even the Chinese people can be so divided in that part of the world.
当我听到我父亲告诉我, 就是, 仅仅在 华人当中我们有 多少的分歧、啊、我听到以后是非常的担心。
We have all of that in our church.
这些呢也显示在我们的教会里面。
But when Jesus came,
但是耶稣来的时候
He was here to reverse everything that began after the fall.
耶稣来的时候呢、那所有的一切从人类、犯罪开始的所有的这一切呢
so that the taste of reconciliation
都会被反过来那我们和好的这一、这我们呢就能够尝到这个和好的滋味
the taste of reconciliation on this side of eternity
那、这个和好的滋味、在这一边、在、天堂的这一边我们 就
can only come from the Holy Spirit empowering us to bring the gospel out.
那这个、这呢 只能是通过圣灵给我们力量带把这个福音带出去
and to bring others who are lost into the kingdom of God.
然后呢把那些迷失的人带到这个神的国度
Do you know where we can taste racial reconciliation?
那你们知不知道我们在哪里可以尝到这个种族之间和好的这个滋味呢
Here
就在这里
In the church
就在教会里
My father said
我父亲是这样说
We don't have that type of problem here
他说我们在这里没有那样的问题。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗?
Because we're not divided by such matters.
因为我们没有被这种原因而分别。
The most powerful unity that this world can taste and experience is only the unity that comes from Christ.
那我们这个世界上能够拥有的最有力量的这个合一就是基督 主耶稣基督所带来的合一。
The second thing I want you to notice here
那、我希望大家注意到的第二点是
is that when the Holy Spirit moves the gospel out
当圣灵感动福音传出去的时候
God often uses the ones who we least expect
那神呢通常就是他所用的人呢是我们最意料不到的人
When all these foreigners were hearing the gospel in their own language,
当这些所有的外国人，以他们自己的语言所，听到福音的时候
In verse 7, it says, and they were amazed and astonished.
那在第七节说，他们都非常的惊讶，稀奇。
And they said, are not all these who are speaking Galileans?
他们说这说话的人 这说话的不都是加利利人吗
Galileans were looked down on in society
那当时加利利人 是被人看不起的
They were a lowly backwater fishing community
他们呢是就是在当时社会上呢是比较低微的一批人
You can tell by the way they dress
你可以根据他们所穿的衣服看出来。
You can tell by their accent when they spoke. It just had a very distinct accent that would immediately cause people to look down on them.
你也可以从他们所讲话的这个、口音上一听就听出来。
And so even as they're speaking in tongues,
虽然当他们在讲、他们在讲方言或者其他国的语言的时候
and they're speaking these other foreign languages of the mighty acts of God
当他们用其他语言讲、我们的、伟大的主耶稣基督的时候
I think you can still even hear their Galilean little accent coming through
我相信、他们当时其他人也能听到他们的这个、口音就加利利的口音
these, you know, just so funny that God seems to often use people who we would least expect to do the greatest things of the kingdom
所以我看到就是神通常所用的人就是我们所意想不到的这些人
They were not the type of people that we would expect that God would use in a mighty way for His kingdom.
这些人呢, 是我们所意想不到, 我们所预料不到神会用他们的。
But they were what? They were willing.
但是他们愿意。
And so when you're willing,
所以当你愿意的时候,
you get filled.
那你就会被充满。
And when you are filled,
当你被充满的时候,
you are empowered.
那你就会被赋予能力。
And when you are empowered,
当你, 被赋予能力的时候,
you become a very fruitful witness.
你就能够成为一个能结果实的,
All because they were willing.
因为他们所有的人都愿意。
And on that day,
在那一天,
God used these willing followers.
神用了这些愿意的跟随者。
So that by verse 41, after the sermon,
在, 到了, 第41节的时候,
after Peter told them and declared the gospel of Christ,
在, 彼得告诉他们, 宣扬, 告诉他们这个福音, 宣扬福音之后,
so those who received his word were baptized.
第41节说, 于是领受他话的人就受了洗。
And there were added that day about 3,000 souls.
那一天门徒约添加了3,000人。
Just because they were willing.
就是因为他们愿意。
So that they can be filled.
所以他们能够被充满。
Then they can be empowered.
然后他们能够被赋予能力。
Then they could be a fruitful witness.
然后他们就能结果实的见证者。
People that we would least expect.
那些最意料不到的人。
And 3,000 souls were saved. Woo!
3,000人, 添加了3,000人。
That's beautiful.
非常的美妙。
Is that beautiful to you? Amen? Anybody amen?
你们觉不觉得呢?
I mean, 3,000 people coming to be saved.
3,000人被救了那天。
Because of backwater Galileans.
正是因为那些低微的加利利人。
Who were willing.
他们愿意。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们。
God's plan is also to restore you.
那神的计划呢, 也是能够重新修复你。
God's plan is to empower you.
那神的计划呢, 就是要赋予你力量。
God's plan is to use you as witness.
那神的计划就是要用你作为他的见证。
Exactly where He has placed you.
就, 他今天把你放在这里。
But are you willing?
但是你愿意吗?
Think about these questions for a moment.
我希望你们来考虑一下, 下面的这个问题,
Who is someone outside of the church that you are personally willing to reach out to with the gospel?
你想一想, 在教会外面有没有人是你特别想要跟他宣, 分享福音的?
Who can you think of that you desire to show the love of Christ to?
那你能不能想一想, 有没有人是你盼望你能够跟他分享神的爱的?
I have some questions up there, brother. Right? Just so people could take notes if you want to jot these down. Right? Who, when you think of them?
那当, 你在思考的时候, 有哪些人?
And you think that perhaps one day they, if they don't have Jesus, they could be forever separated from God, forever.
那这些人如果, 他们没有主耶稣, 他们会, 会, 将会永永远远与神分离的。
Does that just bring a sadness to your soul?
那如果你想到这些, 你的内心是不是非常的感觉非常的悲哀呢?
Do you know that wherever you are today,
你知不知道今天无论你在哪里,
the people that you know,
你所知道的, 认识的这些人,
the family that God placed you in,
那, 神把你所放在的这个家庭里,
the workplace that He has placed you in,
神把你所放在的工作场所,
the classes He has placed you in,
神把你所放在的班级里。
The school clubs he has placed you in.
他把你放在了学校或者俱乐部。
The sports that he has placed you in.
或者他把你放所放的这个运动项目。
The people that you interact with to do business with.
或者是那些与你生意上有来往的人。
The parents.Of your children's friends that he has allowed you to come to know.
那或许啊，就是神让你所认识的你孩子的朋友的父母亲。
Can you believe that God placed you there?
你相不相信神就是神把你放在那里的
？And no one else.
没有任何人，其他的人。
So that you can witness.
这样你就能够成为他的见证。
I wouldn't even expect God to use you.
我或许都没有意料到神会使用你。
Some of you, I just wouldn't even expect that.
你们当中有些人或许我没有预料到神会使用你。
How could God use you?
神怎么能够像你这样一个人呢
？Because I ask myself that all the time. How could God use me?
因为我也通常会问我自己同样的问题。
I woke up last night in prayer, like, how could you use me, God?
昨天晚上我醒来在祷告说，神你怎么能用我呢
？I'm the last person that I would expect to be used by God.
我或许是神能够所使用的最后的一个人。
And yet, God's plan is to use you.
但是神的计划就是要使用你。
God's plan is to fill you with His Spirit.
神的计划就是要让你充满圣灵。
To give you the power that you don't have.
然后给予你所没有的能力。
So that you can witness.
然后你就能成为他的见证。
He's restored you.
他已经重新修复了你。
So you don't have to live in shame.
所以你就不用再在羞愧当中生活。
He's filled you.
他已经充满了你。
So that you don't have to run on empty.
所以你就不用再不用再空空的了。
He will give you the power that you don't have.
他会给你所没有的力量。
So that you can witness.
所以这样你就能够成为他的见证。
I pray this for us. I pray this for our church.
我要这样为我们的教会祷告。
So that we will not feel that the only thing we can do is to bring someone in.
那我们呢就不会感觉到我们唯一能做的事情就是把人带到教会里来。
But that we will see us going out.
但是呢，却是要看到我们自己走出教会。
Oh, I pray that we will see the movement of the gospel of making disciples going out into the world.
我祷告就是圣灵呢能够感动我们，使我们有这个运动，我们的门徒能够走出教会。
See, so being a witness, what we see here, this movement of the early churches, the gospel was going out.
我们所看到在这个早期教会。被圣灵感动以后，这圣福音是传到教会外面去的。
But the other thing that we see in chapter two,
在第二章我们看到的另一件事情是
，is that being a witness,
作为见证者
，is living the love of Christ in.
这作为见证者就是我们要生活在
里面，
在把要把。要生活在主的爱的里面
，right？ 基督的爱不只是往外 ，right？ Let me test out my Chinese here, right? Let me test out my Chinese, right? 基督的爱不只是往外，基督的爱需要往里面 ，inside the church。
我们要在教会里面活出基督的爱。
So as a witness.
作为见证，神的见证。
The Spirit empowers us to be devoted within the church.
作为基督的见证，圣灵也赋予我们力量，使我们投身于教会。
The love of Christ, listen to this, the love of Christ within the church.
在教会里面的爱。
Is one of the greatest testimonies of Christ's love to the world.
在教会里面的爱是向世人显示基督爱的最伟大的一个见证
之一。Do you know where reconciliation begins?
那你知不知道这个和好最初开始是什么时候开始的？
Do you know where racial reconciliation begins?
你知道在这个种族之间的和好是从哪里开始的？
It begins here.
就是从这里开始的。
It's only possible because of Christ.
只有耶稣基督这样才是成为可能。
Only the gospel can bring racial reconciliation.
只有福音能够把能够能够有只有福音才能够使种族间和好。
So the love of Christ inside of the church.
所以在教会里面的基督的爱
is quite possibly the greatest testimony of Christ's love to the outside.
就是向世人显示基督爱的最伟大的见证之一。
Jesus said this in John 13:35.
在约翰福音十三章三十五节，耶稣
说 ：“By this the world will know that you are my disciples. By this the world will know that you are of me.”
通过这一点，世人才知道你是我的门徒。
What does he say?If you have love for one another,
他说什么呢？他就说，如果你们能够彼此相爱。
When 3,000 souls were added to the church that one day,
就在那一天，三千人被得救的时候。
I want you to see what the Holy Spirit did to move all these newly saved new lifers.
我希望大家能够看到这些所有这些新的生命被得救的那个圣灵是如何去感动这些新的生命的。
Look at what they were moved to.
你来看看他们被感动了做了什么。
Look at verse 42.
你看第四十二节。
And you know this well.
你们都很熟悉。
But you may not know that it was 3,000 that were doing this.
但是你可能并不知道当时有三千人都在做同样的事。
And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship and to the breaking of bread and the prayers.
他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，祭饼，祈祷。
Over 3,000 people were added to the church.
三千人那天教会里添加了三千人。
And they devoted themselves.
他们投身于他们把自己投身于教会。
That's part of new life.
这就是新生命的一部分。
A devotion within the church.
那我们在教会里面的投身。
They devoted themselves to hearing the word of God being taught, to being preached.
他们把身心都投入到听从主使徒的教训。
When they devoted themselves to fellowshipping with one another,
他们呢把自己呢与其他人彼此交接。
They devoted themselves to meeting with one another. They devoted themselves to that.
他们把自己投身于这一切。
When they devoted themselves to the breaking of bread.
他们一起祭饼。
When they devoted themselves to prayer,
他们一起投身于祷告。
They were devoted to pray.
他们投身于一起祷告。
When they did this, when they devoted themselves within the church,
他们当他们在教会里面投身于自己的时候
，That was the witness of the church.
这就是教会的见证。
As witnesses for Christ.
那作为基督的见证
they were not only empowered to bring the gospel out.
他们不仅仅赋予能力把福音传到教会外面去
they were empowered to devote themselves within.
他们也赋予能力被赋予能力使自己能够投身于教会
Listen to this.
希望大家听这一点
The church gathered together itself.
教会自己聚集在一起
is a witness to the world.
这就是对世界的一个见证。
We see this picture from the Old Testament to the New. God's design is for when his people gather together to give him worship.
那神的期盼就是他的子民能够聚在一起，一同敬拜他。
And people are like, what are they doing?
那其他人就会想，他们在做什么呢？
When your coworkers ask you, what did you do this last weekend?
那当你的同事问你的时候，你这周末做了什么的时候？
And you're like, I don't know, for the thousandth time, I was worshiping God at church.
你会
with my church.
你会告诉他们，我在我的教会里敬拜神。
When your friends at school ask you, hey, what did you do this weekend?
那你学校的朋友问你这个周末你做了什么？
And you're trying to find something fun to say.
你或许想找到一些有趣的事情跟他说。
But you're like, I don't know, what's fun to me is I came together with my church and we worship God.
但是对你来说，你有趣的事情就是我去了教会和我的朋友一起敬拜神。
And they're like, you did that again?
然后他们又说你又是有你又做了这一同样的事情。
One of my non-Christian friends said to me,
我有一个非信徒朋友跟我说，
Do you live at church?
他问我你住在教会里吗？
I said, yeah, I take a lot of naps in the pews, you know.
我就跟他们开玩笑，我在这个讲台上睡午觉。
When the church is gathered together,
当教会聚集在一起的时候，
that itself is a witness to the world.
这本身就是对世人是一个见证。
We gather because he lives.
我们聚集在一起是因为他活着。
We sing he lives because that brings him worship.
我们唱这首诗歌他活着，这是对神的一个敬拜。
And when we sing and we worship,
当我们唱歌我们敬拜，
that itself is a witness to the world.
这些本身对世人都是见证。
They were devoted within the church.
他们是投身于教会里面的。
And they were also moving the gospel out to the world.
他们同时也在把
See that picture?
也在把福音传到教会外面去。
When you have people who are willing,
当你有愿意的人时候，
the Holy Spirit can fill you.
那圣灵就会充满你。
And then you have a power source that you've not experienced before.
然后呢，你就有以前从来没有经历过的这个能力能量。
You are able and you love to devote yourself to the building, the equipping, the strengthening of God's church.
You are
what I say. You are empowered.
哦，那你就是被赋予能力，你就被赋予能力，把你自己投身于教会里的一切。
And you are empowered to move the gospel out.
那你也被赋予能力把福音传到教会外面去。
That's been a witness.
这就是见证。
We're a witness in.
我们在里面是见证。
And we're a witness out.
我们在外面也是见证。
Super simple.
非常的简单。
That's how disciples are made, by the way.
这就是门徒是如何被造的。
You devote yourself to these things.
你把自己投身于这一些事情。
Spirit empowers you to do that.
圣灵赋予你能力做这一切，就是因为你愿意。
The church is strengthened within.
那教会的力量是在里面的。
And then we're going out.
然后我们能够出去。
And people are getting saved outside.
那在外面的人就能被得救。
And then they're coming in.
然后他们就会来到教会里。
Maybe 3,000 of them.
或许有3,000人。
Can you believe that?
你相信吗?
And what happened? Look at this. I mean, I just love, I mean, this is what happened. Look at this, verse 43.
这就是在经文上所我们所看到的发生的一切。
And all, verse 43, and all came upon every soul. And many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles.
第四十三节，众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多奇事，神迹。
And all who believed, look at this, were together and had all things in common.
信的人都在一处，凡物共用。
And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as they had need.
并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需要的分给个人。
And day by day, look at that, every day.
然后看每一天。
they attended the temple together and breaking bread in their homes. So in the temple and in homes, they received their food with gladness and generous hearts.
他们天天同心合意，恒切地在殿里，且在家中披饼。 存着欢喜诚实的心用饭,
praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved.
赞美神得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Brothers and sisters, do you see what is being described in as a church and its first steps?
弟兄姐妹们，你们有没有看到呢？就在教会的第一步，在这里被描述，是怎么描述的呢？
Do you think this is possible for us?
你觉得这我们刚才所看到的，对我们的教会，
some of us here, yes.
对我们的教会来说，是不是有可能呢？
Is it possible for us?
对我们的教会来说，有没有可能？
Is this possible for us?
对我们来说，有没有可能？
Only if we're willing.
只要你愿意。
Only if we're willing.
只要你愿意。
Do you long for this?
你能不能期盼, 你是不是这样的期, 有这样的期盼呢?
I'll tell you what, I long for this.
我要告诉你我所期盼的。
If you long for this,
如果你能够期盼这样,
would you join this church in praying for this?
你能不能加入我们的教会, 为这件事情祷告呢?
This church can be on fire for the Lord.
如果这样的话, 我们的教会就能够, 能够在主里面，能够活得火火旺旺，姐妹，开火热了，right?
For the Lord, we could be on fire for the Lord.
那我们就可能，就能够，我们就能够，使我们的教会能够非常的火热。I
don't think. I don't think that God will really, can really use us because we are the least of what anyone expects this church, something like this to happen to.
我不觉得我们的，我神能够用我们，因为我们是神，我们是，或我们或许是神最后能用的一批人。
But thank God
但是感谢神,
that he uses the last people that we would ever expect.
但是呢, 神通常所用的人, 就是我们所预料不到的这些人。
That's us.
这就是我们。
Don't look down on ourselves.
我们不要看不起自己。
God is on the move here.
因为神在这里运行。
Do not quench the Holy Spirit in your life.
我们不要, 我们不要拒绝我们的圣灵，不要拒绝圣灵。
Ask to be filled with the power of the Spirit.
我们应该请求圣灵的能力充满我们。
Ask to be led completely by the Holy Spirit.
我们要请求完完全全的被圣灵带导。
He will lead you to be devoted within.
他会带领你，就是投身于内。
And He will empower you to bring the gospel to people you never expected.
他会赋予你力量，把福音传给那些你所意料不到的人。
And when the church is on fire,
当教会火热的时候,
the name of Jesus is lifted high.
那耶稣的名就被高举了。
You desire that?
你期望这样子吗?
I do.
我确实期望这样子。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we pray for this.
父神，我们为此祷告。
We know your promises, Lord. We want to even know your promises more.
我们知道你的应许，我们也希望能够知道，更多知道你的应许。
I know that Acts 2 is describing the early steps of the church.
我知道《使徒行传》第二章所描述的就是早期教会的步骤。
But I don't want to see this as a history book.
但是我希望我们所看到的不是说再读一本历史书。
I believe that this book is a life-giving book.
我相信这本书是一个活活生生的生命的书。
And Lord, we want to pray into this.
主啊，我们要在这里面祷告。
That we would be a people who are filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们能够成为被圣灵充满的一群人。
A people who are empowered by God Himself.
我们能够成为一群被神赋予力量的人。
To experience restoration in our own life.
在我们自己的生命当中能够经历到
And to bring that restoration in Christ to all those who we know so desperately need Christ.
然后我们能够把这个神的基督的修复带到外面那些确确实实需要非常需要基督耶稣的人身上。
And that we would also be devoted within the church.
我们同时呢，也能够在教会全身投入于我们的教会里面。
So that we would see the name of Jesus lifted up in our church.
我们能够看到我们在我们的教会里面，耶稣基督的名能够被高举。
Because of transformed lives.
因为被改变的生命。
Because of people who are devoted to your word.
因为这些人是投身于你的话语当中
Devoted to the fellowship of believers
我们投身于我们的团契当中
Devoted to breaking bread together
我们在一起批评
Devoted to prayer
我们在一起祷告
And we would see the resetting, the revival of this church for this community
我们就可以看到我们这个教会，我们这个社区的一个重新的开始。
We ask that together, Lord.
我们一起请求这一切。
We ask and beg of that, Lord.
请我们一起，神啊，我们请求你给我们这一切。
So answer our cries.
主啊，请你答复我们的祷告。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.